96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Last week's winter storm is over, but the battle to get your home back in shape is just beginning. Snow, cold, ice, and salt can really do a number on your house. And if you're careful, if you're not careful, you could have more problems after the snow melts. Now, joining me to talk about this are Bill Walker, a licensed home and building inspector with Clayton Walker and Associates, and Joy Hashett, Maryland Insurance Administration Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy. Lines are open if you have a question about insurance, home repairs after the snowstorm, what you should look out for, what you should or should not touch. Experts are on the line. Give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Commissioner, thank you so much for joining me. Bill, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, Commissioner, let me ask you first, what should people know about when it comes to their insurance policy, and where do they make their mistakes?
Well, the first thing that people need to know is if, in fact, they've sustained any damage, if they have any damage at all as a result of this snowstorm, the first thing that they need to do is to make their house, their home, as safe as possible. But they shouldn't make any major changes or major repairs until they've given the insurance company the opportunity to come out and inspect the property. So basically, if you've got, let's say, a tree has fallen and you've got a big hole, then do what you can to secure the property, take pictures, and immediately contact your insurance company. Because if you don't have those pictures before you make the repair, then the insurance company is not going to be able to see exactly what caused the damage. And then any repair work that you do, make sure to keep the receipts.
Mm-hmm. Bill, what kind of problems are you seeing right now? What kind of damage are homeowners experiencing right off the bat as we are trying to move through this snow issue?
Well, you said at the beginning of the program that the snow has stopped, but this is when the problems begin. So the calls we're getting at Claxton Walker are all generally leak-related problems from snow melting. And this will probably go on for the next week or so as the snow melts. The common issues we run into, which preventive maintenance can help, window stairwells into basements that have gotten clogged with snow, and so the drain isn't draining. They start to leak in the doors. The other sort of problems we typically find are window and door leaks, leaks around window wells where the snow is piled up around the window well. As it starts to melt, it fills the window well, starts to leak in. And the preventive part is really just getting out there and clearing these areas, shoveling the snow away from the stairwell drain, clearing an area around the window wells at the base of the foundation so that as snow melts, it can drain away, clearing snow away from the ends of downspouts so the water doesn't get piled up at the foundation and cause the leaks in the basement. So leaking seems to be the first thing we find. All the calls that come in, that's the first
202
problem we have, and it's generally people want to know why is this water leaking in, and we go down there. It's typically the obvious things. It's nobody's cleared the snow away from the house. And
well, Bill, hold on for a minute because I want to make sure I get our phone number out there. I'm sure people have some questions for you as well as for Commissioner Hashett. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What should you be looking at now when it comes to getting your home back in shape after the snowstorm? Commissioner, should you just immediately call your insurance company if you have some minor issues? Say you have a leak not a tree falling on your house, obviously, but if you have a leak, should you wait to call your insurance company and see what can be done? Because usually, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have a deductible that needs to be paid, and it could honestly raise your rates if you jump to call them right away.
That's correct. And also, depending on the cause of the leak, in certain circumstances, if water seeps into your home through the basement or whatnot, mm-hmm. that could be deemed to be flooding and specifically excluded from your homeowner's policy. So each consumer does need to make a judgment as to whether or not this is a claim that's even covered by their insurance company.
Mm-hmm. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking about taking care of your home after the snowstorm. Beverly calling from Gaithersburg. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I have a townhouse, and I was wondering if I need to worry about cleaning the snow off my roof and also off my deck that has accumulated.
Okay. Let's ask Bill about that. And let me add to the question, how much snow are we talking about, for example, on your deck, and what kind of deck is it? Is it a wooden deck? Is it composite wood, you know, the wood look, but plastic? What do you have back there?
It's a wooden deck.
Okay. Bill, can you give her a hand there?
Actually, I need to get reinforced.
Ah, there you go.
How old is this townhouse? Just to give me an idea of the age of it.
It was built in 1980.
Okay, the roof, the snow on your roof, that roof is built to withstand the weight of this snow that we had. So that structurally it will be okay. The one problem we do have with snow on the roof is that as it starts to melt and accumulates in the gutter, it will tend to ice dam and back up and cause leaking where your maybe second floor wall, you know, outside wall meets the ceiling, and you need to watch for that. That's called ice dam leaking. It's a hard problem to solve when it's happening. Insurance companies in the past used to say have somebody remove the gutter from the house so that the ice and snow can leave the roof, and that will stop it. But it's a little too dangerous for you to climb up there and try to get the snow off. It's probably just not worth it. On the deck, the deck structure can handle the snow. I like to get it off because I don't want the subsequent snows and melting to build a layer of ice on my deck, which then I can't get off. But when you look at what a deck is built to withstand in terms of the number of people on the deck, the snow, it doesn't weigh that much. So from a collapse standpoint, I wouldn't worry about the snow weight on the deck. So it's mainly the leaking issues that the snow, as it accumulates along the side of the house where the deck meets the house, that's what's going to cause the leaking. So shoveling that snow away where the deck meets the house is important. And, you know, if it's possible to get a roofer to pull the snow off the front or back of your roof, that would be a good thing to do. But it would have to be somebody who's clearly comfortable and knows how to handle a ladder in a safe manner in those sort of conditions.
Well, Beverly, thank you so much, and good luck to you. Be careful out there when you're cleaning off the snow. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking about taking care of your home after the snow. Commissioner, what is it that people should be doing right now when it comes to their insurance policies? Can they add to their insurance policies now? Obviously, I'm not saying, gosh, I've got a roof leak and I need to add something to the policy. But should they perhaps have a checklist as they go through and figure out how they're affected this year so that they aren't hurt next year?
You're allowed to increase or decrease your insurance coverage at any point during your policy period. And I tell people the beginning of the year or tax time is a perfect time to really review that policy and make sure you have the coverages that you need. A lot of people don't really understand what coverages they need and what they don't need. So I always tell them to take a look at the documents that we have on our website that really explain to you what your policy covers, what it doesn't cover, and what other options are out there for you. Or just get in touch with your insurance company or your insurance agent and have a really good discussion with them as to what you need to cover any particular claim that you might have.
You mentioned the website. What is that website?
That's insurance.maryland.gov.
Insurance.maryland.gov.
Exactly.
Okay, insurance.maryland.gov. And, of course, I'll make sure that I post that link on our website on whur.com, as always, after the program. I know that we're going to let you go at 7:30, so I'll let you have the last word before the break briefly, Commissioner. What do you want people to know?
Basically, take a look at our website or follow us on Facebook. After the storm, we're continually posting helpful tips to consumers, or give us a call if you have any issue or concern with the handling of your insurance claim.
Okay. Well, Commissioner Joy Hachette, thank you so much. We appreciate you sharing with us, and I'll make sure that information is posted on our website. Need to take a break. Bill Walker is still going to be with us. We're going to talk to AAA next as well. So please stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Craig from Capitol Heights, I'll talk to you next. Don't hang up.